talking about hitching one horse now. On a wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together? What do you carry coal in?
In a skirt.
Coal skirt, all right. What runs from the stove to the chimney? Runs from the stove to the chimney.
A flue.
A small vehicle to carry bricks or other heavy things with a little wheel in front and two handles to push it by.
A wheelbarrow.
There, I'm sure they were quite handy.
They were in that day.
See? What do you sharpen, for example, the kitchen knife on?
Usually I have sandpaper now, but they used to sharpen them with a file, a wheat rock one.
All right, the kind that turns around, you know, some of them turn around, and what were they?
That's what you call a grinding stone.
I see. If, like something is squeaking, to lubricate it, you have to do what to it? It's not oil. Harder than that. If it's squeaking, what do you do in order to stop it from squeaking? Lubricate it. For example, if you want to, if your machine, do you sew, Michael?
Yes, I do.
You do. If it's squeaking, for example, you might say oil it, but other than that, what else could you do?
Well, sometimes you have to screw up and screw something to it wrong with it about the loop. Some screw have come apart on something.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if oil, another name for oil then would be what, for example? Sometimes if you have a cold, you know, parents will take Vic salves or something, mentholate them, and do what to the child's chest?
Oh, they would take it in. You know, I anoint the child's breast, lubricate it.
Yes. And sometimes it's called, other than lubricating, they call it just plain old what? That has happened to me from time to time. Well, if grease got all over your hands, they are all what? If grease got all over your hands, then your hands are
all greasy.
That's true. You might take your car into a gas station and ask them to check the water and
the oil.
Oil. All right. What is it that you use to burn in lamps?
Well, you use kerosene.
Is there another name that you could call it?
From
time to time.
Well, now, you know, they have been a gas light lamp.
Oh, yes.
So that's another kind of lamp. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you didn't have a lamp, for example, what might you call a makeshift lamp made with a rag, a bottle, and kerosene?
Oh, a flimbo, they used to call it. They would take a bottle and then take a rag and twist it right tight where the kerosene couldn't get too much at the top and light it, and they called it a flambeau light.
Well, the inside of the tire of the car is the inner
tube.
Right.